It is the big time. It's Whitney Allen. Look what we got tonight. Your headliners for Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Florida Georgia Line here. How's it feel to be? You've played here before.
We have played here, but it was we haven't been here in 2 years, and so it's our first year here was 5 years ago, and we played the year after that, and then something like that.
It's wow. Well, so you know what the crowd is like.
You stumped me with that question.
See, I didn't want to start with the hard ones either.
The fans are great. Yes, the fans here at Stagecoach are amazing, and we've been waiting 2 years to get back here, and we couldn't be more excited.
Awesome. And also, you got represented earlier by the Yodeling Boy, right? Because didn't you co-write the song, the famous song?
Yeah.
Why can't I remember his name? Mason?
Mason
Ramsey. Yeah. That's right.
He answers to Yodeling Boy, too. He doesn't take offense to that.
You know, when we get the emails, go, you know him as a Yodeling Boy. I'm like, well, yeah, I do. I forgot he has a name.
Yeah.
And stuff. You guys think about crashing his set? Because like, he's like a superstar now.
Might crash our set.
You might crash your set.
Yeah, who knows?
I heard some rumors you got some crazy crashing going on tonight.
A little bit of set crash.
All right.
We are lucky, and we got some friends that I think are going to show up and do it big with us.
Wow, because there's 60,000 people here aren't enough. You got to bring your own friends.
I know, man. You know what? We've been blessed to get to do some amazing collaborations with some really cool people, and being out here in California where a lot of them are at, we said, why not? Let's try to wrangle as many friends as we can and see what happens.
Haven't I been saying this for the last year? It's like Florida Georgia Line will sing with everybody.
Everybody.
Anybody.
We love it.
Not anybody, but
yeah,
pretty
but
close
you know
to
what?
It.
It sounds really, everything that you've done sounds really good
Thank
with
you.
Them. Did you guys ever think you'd be on like a top 40 or AC song with BB Rexha, crying out loud?
Man, kind of. I mean,
did you?
We thought that'd be cool. I mean, if the song lends itself to us feeling connected to it, and it's a hit song, and it kind of meets all our requirements for our team and us, I mean, we're kind of down to take chances. That's kind of what we do, and we feel like we grew up listening to a bunch of different music. We still listen to a bunch of different music. We're rooted in country music, but we also have knowledge and a little bit of skill, and are able to hop in a bunch of different writers' rooms with other creatives and see what we get, you know, and if that's quality, then hey, let's put it out. So.
Were you here when she was here with Sam Hunt 2 years ago?
No.
Yeah, she was on stage.
And she's been here
Snoop
more
Dogg.
Than most most country artists.
With Snoop Dogg and Sam Hunt.
Jeezy too, cool. Yeah.
So I didn't know if that's cool. Where you maybe got the idea, well, talk to her or something, like, because we didn't get to talk to her.
We weren't here that year. I remember hearing about it, though.
All right. Well, good. Well, you got it now. You've got it going on. And Dig Your Roots
is
the album.
Good vibes.
Yeah. Well, always. Are you working on something new? Because Dig Your Roots has been coming up this summer. It'll be 2 years, right?
What would you think if we did a song with Aldean on this new record that's coming out?
With what?
With Jason Aldean. What would you think?
I would think it's about time.
Yeah.
That's I know.
Right?
It is about time.
Oh, I like it.
He already recorded it with us.
Really? Like I said, these guys will sing with anybody. Jason who? I mean, Jason what?
Jason Sir Aldean. Aldean.
Yeah, so when so you are working on a new album?
Yeah, we're probably 90% done with it. I mean, we're getting really close. We'll probably be finished here in another month or so and start releasing some new stuff off of it really soon. We're really excited and feel like it's probably our strongest album yet. We feel
That's
really good
awesome.
About it.
And now do you have some time? Because you've got babies and clothing lines and all this kind of other stuff and a complex in Nashville.
Yeah, we're kind of off tour this year. We're calling it an off year, but it's anything but an off year. We're playing these festivals, but then, yeah, like you said, we got a lot going on. Family life, work life, Nashville life, Florida life. So we're staying busy and don't like to be bored, but we're also really ready to get back on tour next year and do it big.
Good. Well, enjoy the balance of this year before
That's
touring
right.
takes over again
That's
next
what it's all
year.
About. That's
I
what
know
it's
how
about.
You are. Yeah. Florida Georgia Line headlining Stagecoach tonight. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Whitney.
Yeah.
Y'all have fun.